The slideshow for Lesson 12 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 12. Hyponatremia, or water intoxication. This lesson begins on page 47 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 12 Goals. Hyponatremia. To define hyponatremia. To discuss the importance of knowing about hyponatremia. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with hyponatremia. To discuss select scientific research about hyponatremia. To suggest select intervention strategies for people who are experiencing hyponatremia. Lesson 12 Objectives, Hyponatremia. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to define hyponatremia with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, hyponatremia. Please turn to page 47 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about hyponatremia. Breath. Hyponatremia is water intoxication. It can occur when a person drinks too much liquid, such as water or soda. The drinking of too much liquid may result in a reducing of the concentrations of sodium in the bloodstream. Please turn to workbook page 47. There are many possible reasons a person may drink too much liquid, including but not limited to marathon running, a physical training program such as that at a police academy or in the military, or playing a game such as a radio show that was titled Hold Your Wee for a Wee. Hyponatremia warning signs may include, but are not limited to, muscle cramps, confusion, disorientation, delirium, slurred speech, removal of clothing, or running for no apparent reason. Depth, hyponatremia. Law enforcement officers may encounter a person who is exhibiting the behavioral cues and/or symptoms similar to excited delirium. Police officers in one California city handled two hyponatremia events within 2 years. One involving an athlete who acted strange after football practice, and the other involving a female seminar attendee who was reported running naked in a hotel hallway. In 2007, Miss Jennifer Strange, age 28, died after drinking too much water. Miss Strange had entered a radio station contest called Hold Your Wee for a Wee. In 2012, another hyponatremia death occurred in Tennessee. A 5-year-old girl died after she was allegedly forced to drink more than 2 liters of water and grape soda by her parents. Application for hyponatremia. Law enforcement officers need to be trained about hyponatremia because it could affect them following a lot of exercise or a foot chase. Law enforcement officers also need to be trained about hyponatremia because they may come into contact with a person who is experiencing it or suddenly died. Struggling or fighting with a suspect is a form of exercise, and investigators must be trained about hyponatremia in case they are called upon to investigate an event where a person had demonstrated the behavioral signs or who had suddenly died. Hyponatremia reminders. Hyponatremia can cause a sudden death. Warning signs include, but are not limited to, nausea, muscle cramps, confusion, delirium, disorientation, slurred speech, and so forth. Hyponatremia is a medical emergency. Law enforcement officers must notify qualified medical personnel immediately if they see the warning signs. This is the conclusion of Lesson 12.